Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
在我们的主救主耶稣的名里面，我向大家问候。
Today, I would like to introduce what I believe is a new light for your consideration, something the Lord has revealed to me.
今天我愿意向大家来分享，介绍一个我相信是新的亮光，供大家来思想。那这些是神向我所启示的。
Since it's a new light, I would encourage you to pay close attention.
因为是一个新的亮光，我现在提醒大家集中注意力。
Before I share, I have a quiz related to our today's subject.
那在我分享之前，给大家一个测试，这个是与我所分享的有关。
It's a self-test.
这是一个自我的测试。
Quiz number one.
这是第一个测试。
Does the branch live in the tree or the tree in the branch?
是这个树枝住在树里呢，还是树住在枝子里？
Answer A, the branch lives in the tree.
这个答案 A 呢，是树枝住在树里。
B, the tree lives in the branch.
那 B 呢，就是树住在枝子里。
C, both A and B.
那C 呢，就说 A 和 B 都对。
D, none of the above.
那 D 呢，就是以上都不是。
Go ahead and choose your answer.
那请大家现在来选择。
You've got 15 seconds to answer.
你有15秒钟。
Start.
做决定。开始。
Time's up.
好，时间到。
We will go over the answer later as part of the message.
那关于这个测验的答案呢，在我们之后作为信息的一部分，我们会来看。
Quiz two.
第二个测验。
How is your Christian living?
你的基督徒生活如何
？Answer A. I live as a new man every day.
那 A 呢，就是我天天住在新人里。
B, I live as an old man every day.
B 呢，就是我天天住在旧人里。
C, both A and B.
那 C 呢，就是 A 和 B 都对。
D, none of the above.
那 D 呢，就是以上都不是。
Go ahead and choose your answer.
那请大家选择答案。
Take 10 seconds to answer.
这次10秒钟。
Start.
开始。
Time is up.
好，时间到。
I will give answer to this quiz now.
我现在就把答案告诉大家。
The surprising answer is.
那让人惊奇的答案就是。
D, none of the above.
D, 以上都不是。
You will understand this as we go through the message.
相信我们在信息展开的时候，大家会慢慢明白。
Let us now proceed with our message.
现在开始我的信息。
The subject for our sharing today is the dividing of the old man and the new man.
那今天我跟大家分享的题目就是旧人与被造之人的划分。
Galatians 2:20.
加勒太书第二章第二十节。
I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.Who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
We are very familiar with the terminology of the dividing of the soul and spirit found in Hebrews 4:12.
我们对在希伯来书四章十二节里面所讲到的这个灵与魂的分开这个概念已经非常熟悉了。
However, the terminology of the dividing of the old man and the created man is not something that is heard of.
但是呢，旧人与被造之人的划分却是我们从来没有听说过的。
When the Lord brought this thought to my heart, I carried out extensive research.Across several commentaries, spiritual books, and even several AI models, but couldn't find it anywhere.
那当神把这个意念摆在我里面的时候呢，我就去做了大量的查考，包括去读一些属灵的书籍啊，还有一些解经的书啊，甚至我使用一些人工智能的模型，但我都没有发现这个说法。
If anyone here has come across this, I would be very interested to hear about it.
那如果今天在座的有哪个人在哪里接触到这个说法的话，我很有兴趣知道。
Traditionally, Christians have inherited two ways of dividing a regenerated man.
在传统里面呢，作为基督徒来讲，我们有两种传统的关于重生人的划分方式。
One is tripartiting him into three personalities or persons: spiritual man, soulish man, and carnal man.
第一种呢，就是把人分成三个个性或者三个人格，属灵人、属魂的人，还有属肉体的人。
And the other one is simultaneously bipartiting him into two personalities or persons, the old man and the new man.
那另外一种呢，是把人分成两个个性或者两个人格，旧人和新人。
Although this combination, mixing a tripartite view with a bipartite one, creates inherent confusion, it continues to be practiced seemingly unaware of the conflict that exists.
虽然这样的三分法和二分法呢，自然创造了一些疑惑，但是呢，但是他们持续的被操练。似乎对于这个冲突完全不在乎，或者这个冲突不存在一样。
This new light addresses the confusion I just mentioned.
但是这个新的亮光呢，它解决了刚才所提到的冲突的地方。
It does so by recognizing a third aspect of man alongside the old man and the new man.
他是在这个旧人跟新人之外介绍进来一个新的第三方面，人的第三方面就是被造的人。
This third aspect in a regenerated man is what I want to call today the free-willed, freed, independent, created man.
那这个重生之人的第三个方面呢，我今天把它称为是有自由意志的，是自主的，是独立的被造人。
Don't worry aboutThis long description for now.
大家现在不需要太注意在这个非常长的一个描述上面。
We'll call it simply the created man.
我们只是简单称他为被造的人。
The significance of the description will become clear as we go through the message.
当我们这个信息继续的时候，希望大家能够看到这个被造的人他里面所富含的意义。
By recognizing this additional personality, we shift the bipartite view to a tripartite one, showing that a regenerated man has not just two, but three distinct lives, natures, persons, or personalities in him.
那从这个旧人新人这个二分的观点呢，我们现在要进入到这个综合的有三分的观点。这个观点的里面呢，就讲到我们重生的人有三个人格、三个性情，还有三个生命。这三个就是旧人、新人还有被造之人。
One, the old man's nature.
那第一个讲到就是旧人的性情。
Two, the new man's nature.
第二个就是新人的性情。
And three, the created man's nature.
那第三个呢，就是被造之人的性情。
Recognition of this third aspect makes Christian living easier, more practical, and complete.
如果认识到这第三个方面的话，会让我们基督徒的生活更加的轻易，更加的实际，而且更加的完全。
Because it helps us deny not just one, but two conflicting natures that interfere with the new man's nature.
因为这个时候我们可以来否定与这个新人相冲突的两种其他的性情。
One, the old man's.
第一个就是旧人的这个性情。
And two, the created man's.
第二就是被造之人的性情。
And thereby embracing the one true spiritual nature of the new man.
这样我们才能够来拥有这个新人那个属灵的性情。
Just to be clear, today I'm not addressing the tripartite view as presented in Watchman Nee's book, The Spiritual Man.
那请大家注意，我现在不是要来讲述尼托生弟兄在《属灵人》里面这本书里面所讲到的人的三分。
My focus is on the misunderstood, age-old, traditional bipartite view, expanding it into a comprehensive tripartite view.
我要集中的是对这个传统的三分的观念呢的误解，怎么样把它改正过来之后呢，可以把它扩充到更深的这个三分的观点。
Let us now briefly touch what is meant by the created man, old man, and new man.
那现在我们就来看一看什么是被造的人，什么是旧人，什么是新人。
Firstly, the created man is simply the man who was created by God with created human life.
那第一个呢？首先呢，被造的人，就是神所造的人，成为那一个人。
God's intention was to add the life of Christ into him, making him a united man, Christ plus the created man together as a new man.
那神的意思呢，是把基督的生命放在这个人里面，让基督的生命和这个被造的生命联合之后，成为一个新人。
The created man was never meant to die.
这个被造的人是不应该有死亡的。
Rather, he was intended to be an eternal container for Christ's life.
反之，他应该是基督生命一个永恒的载体，一个器皿。
However, instead of his life being united with Christ, it first became united with Satan's life at the fall of man.
但是呢，在人堕落的时候，撒旦的生命却首先与他结合了，而不是基督的生命。
This united life, Satan's plus created man's together, is what we call the old life, in contrast to the new life that comes later.
那这个撒旦加上被造人所成为的旧人旧生命呢，是与刚才我们提到的新人是相对，完全是相对的。
This life is led out by the union of Satan and the created man jointly functioning as the old man.
那这个人呢，他生命里面活出之后，显出的功用就是撒旦跟这个被造的人结合在一起的旧人的生命。
When Satan entered into the man at the fall,He took control over the man, effectively becoming like his master or husband.
那当这个撒旦的生命与这个被造的生命结合的时候，他就来控制了这个生命。
This union of Satan with the created man is what we now refer to as the old man.
那这个生命呢，就是我们现在所讲的旧人。
This union.Which occurs at the fall results in three distinct lives, natures, persons, or personalities in man.
那在堕落的时候，这个结合呢，就在人里面创造出了让人里面可以成为了三个人格、三个性情、三个生命。
As shown in picture A, there are one Satan.Represented by the blue figure.
那在这个图画里面，我们所看到的，就看到第一个这个蓝色的人就是撒旦。
Two, the created man in gray.
那第二个呢，就是被造的人是这个灰色的。
And three, the united man formed by the combination of Satan and created man, represented by the combined blue and gray figure.
那这个灰色蓝色加在一起呢，就代表是撒旦跟被造的人联合之后的那个旧人的生命。
This represents the fallen condition of man.
这个就代表了人堕落之后的情形。
To understand this, Let me give you an analogy, though it may not be perfect.
那为了要明白这件事，我给大家一个比喻，虽然这个比喻并不完美。
Imagine a married couple having three bank accounts.
那我们来想象，结婚之后，夫妻他们一起有三个银行账户。
One joint account and two individual accounts they brought into the marriage.
啊，那他们有一个结婚之后的联合账户，也有一个在婚前他们各自的带来的自己的银行账户。
After the marriage, they primarily use the joint account for their living.
那在结婚之后，他们主要是来使用联合的账户来生活。
In this analogy, Satan is like the husband, and the created man is like the wife.
那在这个比喻里面，撒旦就可以在比喻里面是那个丈夫，而被造的人就是那个妻子。
The joint account represents the united life of Satan and the created man together, known as old life.
那这个联合的账户呢，就比喻可以被比喻成这个撒旦跟被造人联合之后，这个联合的旧人的生命。
If the created man becomes dissatisfied with this union, he must break away from it.
那如果被造的人在这个婚姻里面，他要不满意的话，他必须要从这个结合里面分离出来。
This breaking away is what we are calling today the dividing of the old man and the created man.
那今天我们就把这个分离称之为旧人与被造之人的分开。
The unhappy wife may seek a divorce to end her union.
那这个不满足的妻子呢，她必须要从这个婚姻里面出来。
But since she is bound by the marriage contract, she faces legal and financial battles in her fight for her freedom.
但是当她这个妻子要从婚姻里面出来的时候，有很多法律上的限制，很多这个生活上的这个资源的限制，所以她必须要征战才能出来。
Even if she succeeds, she still lacks the resources to survive on her own due to insufficient funds in her individual account.
就算她是从这个结合里面出来之后，她也没有一个足够的资源可以独立生活。
Historically, a battle took place between her evil partner Satan and Christ the Savior, her future husband.
那在历史上呢，她的这个原来邪恶的丈夫撒旦呢，是与她将来的丈夫基督之间有一个征战。
Satan was defeated, effectively breaking their union and freeing her.
那当撒旦被打败的时候呢，这个妻子就从婚姻里面得了解救。
However, she still lacks the means to live independently.
但是呢，她却没有足够的这个账户里面的资产来独立生活。
Now comes Christ offering himself as her new husband and presents his infinite love and resources.
那现在基督来了，作为她的丈夫带进了无限的爱和资源。
Constrained by his love and realizing her inability to live on her own, she unites with Christ, forming a new union, Christ plus the created man.
那被这个爱所激励之后，这个被造的人意识到自己不能独立生活，他就与基督联合。那基督与被造的人联合之后，就有了这个新的生命，新的生活。
This new union is called the new man living a new life.
这个联合就被称为新人的生命，新人的结合。
The coming of Christ and his uniting with the created man at regeneration results in two additional distinct lives, natures, persons, or personalities in man.
那当基督来了之后，这个重生就在人里面又带来了两个人格，两个性情和两个生命。
As shown in picture B on the slide, they are one Christ, represented by the red figure.
在 B 这个图画里面，我们就看到其中第一个就是基督，是红色的这个人。
And two, the united man formed by the combination of Christ and the created man represented by the red and gray figure.
那第二个呢，就是这个灰色跟红色结合在一起的联合的新人，这是基督与被造的人联合。
That means, as shown in picture A on the left side of the slide, man possesses three persons in him at the fall.
那在这个图画 A 里面，就是人堕落之后有三个人格。
And as shown in picture B, man possesses two persons at regeneration.
那在这个图画 B 里面，我们看到重生之后，人又有了另外的两个人格。
This all together,
那把它们加在一起。
All together, a regenerated man, as shown in picture C on the right side of the slide, will possess five persons in him, three.Carried from picture C, from the fallen old man, and two from picture B, acquired at regeneration.
那在右边这个图画 C 里面，我们现在看到有五个人格在重生的人里面。那有三个呢是从堕落的人里面而来的，有两个呢是从重生之后的人而来的。
They are one Satan.
那这里面呢，第一个就是撒旦。
Two, the created man.
第二个是被造的人。
Three, the old man.
第三个是旧人。
Four, Christ.
第四是基督。
Five, the new man.
第五呢，就是这个新人。
Although there are five distinct persons in a regenerated man, only three types of lives are manifested out of him, old, new, and created.
虽然有五个人格在里面，但是真正彰显出来的只有三个。这三个呢，就是旧人、新人，还有被造之人。
This is because neither Christ nor Satan can work out or live out independently inside man without the consent and co-working of the created man.
这是为什么呢？是因为如果没有被造之人的同意跟配合呢？那基督和撒旦都不能在人里面独立的运作或者活出来。
That's why both Christ and Satan are crossed out on the slide.
所以在这个投影里面，撒旦跟基督这两个人格，我们先把它打上叉。
Both Christ and Satan are present in man, but will have to remain idle without the cooperation of the created man.
那基督呢？和撒旦都存在人里面，但是如果没有受造之人的配合呢，都是在闲置的状态。
So, when the created man lives out in union with Satan, the united old life is manifested.
所以当受造之人与撒旦联合的时候呢，那这个旧人的生命这个联合的旧人生命就被活出来。
This life produces evil,as well as a form of good, but still evil, which I call like a good.
那这个生命活出来就是一个邪恶的生命。那有的时候呢，在外面有善的形象，但是这只是类似而已。我把它仍然称作是恶。
And when the created man lives out in union with Christ, the united new life is manifested.
当受造的人与基督联合，这个生命活出来，就是新人的生命彰显。
This new life produces divine good.
那这个联合新人的生命活出来，就是神的圣善。
Apart from these two, when the created man lives out independently of Christ and Satan, he manifests his created life.
那如果这个被造的人他离开撒旦也离开基督，自己独立来生活的话，他也活出一个被造之人的生命。
This created man's life produces good, but this good is ultimately as good as dead because it holds no eternal value.
那这个生命也可以活出善，但是呢，这个善最多就是能够做到最好的也都是死的行为，因为没有永恒的价值。
In order to live a new life, the first step for the created man is to break free from his union with Satan, which we call the dividing of the old man and the created man.
所以为了活出这个新生命呢，第一步就是要让被造的人从与撒旦的联合里面可以分离出来。那这个就是旧人与被造之人的分开。
Once this division occurs, the second step for the created man is to unite with Christ, forming a new union.
当这个分离完成之后，第二步就是基督与被造的人联合，成为一个新人。
This new union transforms the created man into united new man with united new life.
那这个新人在联合的里面就成了一个联合的新人，活出联合新人的新生命。
I encourage you to visit hcafamily.org and listen to a message I shared on January 8, 2023, titled Psycho-Spiritual and Chemical Analysis of the Created Man, the Old Man, and New Man.
那今天这个信息呢，在前面有一些基础，这些基础呢，我推荐大家回去在我们教会的网站上面再去听2023年1月8号我在那个时候与大家分享的主日信息，题目就是被造的人、旧人和新人心理、精神和化学的分析。
This message lays the groundwork for today's topic.
那这个当时那个信息呢，就是今天这个信息前面的一个铺垫。
Also, in my Lord's sharing, I had shared that the issueIn recovering our children goes beyond simply loving them.
那在上一次我跟大家分享的时候呢，提到了在抚养儿女之间，事实上呢，我们来恢复我们的儿女，不仅仅是简单的去爱他们而已。
It's about how we interact with them.
而是如何与他们来互动。
This knowledge of the dividing of the old man and the created man.Plays a crucial role in this and other interactions in life.
那这个旧人与被造之人的分开呢，在刚才所提到的这个抚养儿女的事情上面，还有在许多其他的事情上面，都起了关键的作用。
Children, unless trained, are foolish.
未经管教的孩子呢，是愚昧的。
This is not to imply that we parents are always wise.
但这同时并不意味着我们的父母都是聪明的。
The challenge often lies in the fact that parents and children are at different psychological and spiritual levels.
挑战在于呢，父母与儿女在精神上、在属灵上都有很大的鸿沟。
This gap is especially evident with our wayward children.
尤其在一个任性的孩子身上，我们看得非常清楚，就是这个区别。
Let me give you an analogy to illustrate the gap in understanding between us as parents and our children.
那我给大家一个比喻，让我们来明白，就是父母与儿女之间的这个鸿沟。
For this analogy, let us hypothetically.Classify creatures into three groups based upon their ability to perceive physical dimensions.
那在这个比喻里面呢，我们是通过假设把生物呢分成三个种类，是根据他们对于这个物质世界那个维度的感知。
One-dimensional creatures, two-dimensional creatures, and three-dimensional creatures.
就是一维的生物、二维的生物，还有三维，就是立体的生物。
Please note that this classification isn't scientifically recognized.
那请大家注意啊，这并不是科学上面已经界定好的分类。
I'm using it purely for our illustration today.
我只是用它来纯粹说明今天的这个信息。
Firstly, let us consider one-dimensional creatures.
现在我们来看看这个一维的生物。
Take for example a bacterium.
比如细菌。
It moves in only one direction with no concept of right or left or up or down.
那这个一维的生物它在运动的里面呢，并没有左右跟上下的概念。
Thus, a one-dimensional creature cannot grasp the complexities of two or three-dimensional existence.
所以这个一维的生物它不可能来明白关于二维跟三维的这个生命。
Now imagine if a creature from a higher dimension, such as an ant from a two-dimensional category, or a human being from a three-dimensional category, tries to instruct the bacterium to turn right or left.
那我们现在来想象一下，有二维的生物，比如蚂蚁，或者更高维的像人，现在要来跟这个细菌来告诉他怎么样转左转右的话。
The bacterium, as a one-dimensional creature, won't comprehend this.
那这个细菌作为一维的生物，它不可能来了解这件事。
It might as well respond.
也许它的回答是
What do you mean? I'm sorry, I don't understand you.
你到底什么意思呢？我完全不明白。
I have no concept of what is right or what is left that you are talking about.
我对你所讲的左和右完全没有概念。
I only know how to go and keep going.
我只知道向前或者停顿再向前。
What it means is moving straight in one direction.
那它的意思呢，就是说它只在这个一条线上，一维上面来前进。
So, a one-dimensional creature cannot understand a two or three-dimensional creature.
所以这个一维的生物不可能来了解二维或者立体的生物。
Next, let us look at a two-dimensional creature like an ant.
那现在我们来看二维的生物，比如蚂蚁。
The ant knows to move forward and right or left with no concept of height or depth because it lacks the perception of these dimensions.
那这个二维生物的蚂蚁呢，它对左右前后是有概念的，但是它却对高度没有概念，上下没有概念。
Even when it climbs up a wall, in its experience, it's simply moving forward, not upward, as it doesn't perceive height.
当一个蚂蚁爬到墙上的时候，对它来讲还是没有高度的概念，它只是继续的在前后跟左右的这个维度里。
Similarly, when it turns around to move downward, it still perceives this as moving forward, not downward, because it has no perception of depth.
它转头向下爬的时候也没有说下降的概念，因为它对它来讲只是向前走而已。
Now imagine telling an ant that is climbing up a wall.
那现在我们来想象，对于一个爬墙的蚂蚁。
Hey ant, do you realize that you are climbing up a wall and if you lose your grip, you could fall deep into a ditch?
你跟他讲说，蚂蚁啊，你现在在爬墙，如果你不抓住这个墙的话，你会掉下来。他会明白吗？
The ant will be puzzled and it will say, what do you mean?
然后这个蚂蚁肯定就是这样说，你什么意思呢？
I don't understand what a wall is, what is deep, or what a ditch is.
我完全不知道什么是高低上下，也不知道什么叫沟，我会掉在沟里吗？
I'm sorry, I don't understand you.
那对不起，我完全不明白你。
I just keep moving forward and right and left.
我只知道向前向后向左向右。
Then you pick the ant up with two fingers and lift it high, show it the depth and say to the ant, hey ant, can you look down and understand the depth?
然后你用两个手指把这个蚂蚁捏起来，然后在空中跟这个蚂蚁说，你现在往下看，知不知道你现在是在一个高的地方？
The ant will say, yes, I can see below, and now understand the depth.
那也许他会说，现在我看见了，我知道有高度了。
Then you leave the ant on the floor.
然后呢，你把这个蚂蚁再放到地上。
As soon as you leave the ant on the floor, it will forget and revert to its original understanding.
那马上这个蚂蚁又忘记刚才这个高度的概念，又回到自己原来的生活里面。
This illustrates perceptual limitations of a two-dimensional creature.
这个就让我们看到这个二维生物它在对这个世界感知上的那个有限。
Lastly, let us consider ourselves human beings as three-dimensional creatures.
那最后我们来考虑，就是作为人，作为三维的立体的生物。
We too struggle to comprehend the higher spiritual dimensional perspective.
我们也是同样的，在明白高维度的生物 或者生命的事上有困难。
Whether between us and God，
当我们与神来来认识神的时候
，or between one another when one operates from a higher spiritual perspective and another at a lower natural perspective，
或者我们人与人之间，因为可能有些人他的眼光是更高维度的。而我们是在低的维度。
The conclusion is，
结论就是
，lower dimensional creatures cannot fully comprehend or communicate with higher dimensional creatures due to their limited perception。
这个结论呢，就是低维度的生物它不能够完全明白这个高维度的生物，也不能与他们来交流，因为他们的眼光是有限的。
Likewise， your childsOld man or natural man operating in a lower natural realm cannot fully understand the spiritual things conveyed by your new man operating in a higher spiritual realm.
所以呢，对于我们或者孩子里面的旧人来说，他是一个天然的人，活在旧人或者被造的人里面，并不能完全明白我们里面的新人所讲的。新人是在更高的这个属灵的境界里。
Therefore, understanding the dividing of the old man and the created man becomes crucial when interacting whether between parents and children or between one another or between us and God.
所以呢，在这个互动的里面，要理解旧人跟受造人的人的分开，就变得至关重要。无论是在父母与孩子之间的交流，还是在我们彼此之间的交流，还有在我们与神之间。
The dividing of the old man and the created man is a foundational step in God's recovery plan, and therefore, this concept is deeply embedded in the scriptures.Although it has not been unearthed in the manner we are exploring today.
所以这个旧人跟受造的人分开是神恢复计划里面的一个基础的步骤。这个概念呢也深深的根植于很多的经文的里面。尽管它并没有像我们今天这样探索而且被发掘出来。但是我说这个话呢。
I say this.Having been convinced by the Lord and even carried out extensive research.
但我说这个话是被主说服了，而且呢，我进行了很广泛的这个研读之后才这样讲。
One cannot truly live a Christian life or even begin it without first making this essential division.
一个人如果没有先做出这个基本的划分的话，那他就不能够真正开始甚至开始来过一个基督徒的生活。
I believe that failing to make this essential division is a primary reason why Christians struggle to live a proper Christian life。
而没有做出这个基本的划分，我相信也是基督徒在挣扎不能过一个正常的基督徒生活的主要原因。
Now I would like to provide few examples from the Bible of the individuals who divided their created man from their old man.
那现在我想提供圣经里面的几个例子，说明这些人他们怎样来经历了受造的人跟旧人的分开。
Let us first consider the prodigal son.
先来考虑就是这个浪子。
When the prodigal son became utterly poor, it says in Luke 15:17 that he came to himself.
当这个浪子变得极度贫穷的时候，在路加福音15:17说他醒悟过来。
This means he detached from his old man's self and returned to his own self, which is the created man's self.
这意味着他脱离了这个旧人的自我，回到了他原来的自我，就是这个被造人的自我里面。
This act is dividing the created man from the old man.
那这个行为呢，其实就是把旧人跟受造的人分开。
However, since Christ had not yet been resurrected to live within him, the prodigal son remains a type or shadow of this process.
然而呢，因为 基督还没有复活，所以还没有住在他里面，所以这个浪子仍然只是整个过程的一个预表，或者说一个影儿。
When he returned to his waiting father, who represents the heavenly father, he embraced and united with him, resuming a life of unity with his father.
当他回到这个等候的父亲身边的时候，这个父亲就是我们的天父，他代表天父。这个父亲与他拥抱，并且与他重新的联合，他恢复了与父亲合一的这个生活。
This foreshadows our uniting with Christ from our backslidden state and resuming the united life with Christ.
这个就预示着我们从那个以前被盗的这个状态呢，回到与基督重新联合，恢复与他联合的生活。
Likewise, every New Testament believer is an example that follows the same path.
那同样的，每一个新约圣经里面的信徒都是遵循这同一条道路。
First, divide the created man from the old man, and then unite or reunite with Christ as the new man.
首先是把这个受造的人跟旧人分开，然后呢是作为一个新人与基督重新联合。
If we want to raise or recover our children, we must first focus on separating their created man from the old man.
所以当我们想来抚养或者说恢复我们的儿女的时候，第一件事要首先做的要注意的就是把他们的受造的人跟旧人分开。
Many of us are not aware of this or simply do not follow this path.
很多人我们并没有意识到这一点，或者并没有遵循这样的一条路。
Instead, we confront our child's old man, which never works.
那相反的，我们是与孩子里面的旧人来相争，这个从来不会起作用的。
We can only nurture or train our child's created man.
我们只能与那个被造的人来训练他啊，来与他交往。
Do not fight the child's old man.
不要去与那个旧人去征战，去在那里追赶。
If this doesn't work, we may need to address the child with a different approach.
那如果这样与旧人征战是不可行的话，那我们需要有一个新的办法。
This could involve rules, discipline, punishment, or any other method the Lord leads us to use.
那在这个过程里面，也许涉及到我们要有一些规则，要一些纪律，要一些惩罚，要一些管教。但是主呢？会引导我们的。
This approach not only benefits our child, but also prevents our child from adversely affecting others in the home, in the streets, in society, and even within the church.
那这样的方法呢？不但是对我们的孩子是有益的，而且呢，可以防止我们的孩子在家里面也好，在社会上，甚至在教会里面对其他的人产生不良的影响。
And it even serves as a warning to others to act wisely and responsibly.
他还可以警告也来提醒其他的人要有智慧，而且要有一个负责任的生活。
Another crucial matter is that, as a parent, we must engage our new man.
那另外一个关键的问题就是，作为父母，我们也需要让新人在这件事上参与。
Because it is even worse to approach our child using our old man or merely the created man.
因为如果我们来接近孩子是使用我们的旧人，或者仅仅是受造的人的话，也会很糟糕的。
If this is the case,We need to recover ourselves first before attempting to recover our child.
如果是在这样的情形里面，我们先要恢复自己，然后再来恢复我们的儿女。
Now let us consider another example of a type or shadow of a New Testament believer, David, who divided his created man from his old man.
那现在让我们再来看另外一个新约里面的作为新约圣徒的预表或者说影儿，那这个人呢是在旧约里面，是大卫，是他把他的受造的人跟旧人分开了。
Let us read First Samuel 30 verse 6.
那现在我要来读一下撒母耳记上的30章第6节。
And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
大卫甚是焦急，因众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他，大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
In this passage, David begins with a moment of deep distress.
在这一段经文的里面，大卫是从一个很深的痛苦开始的。
Under the weight of his circumstances, he slipped into his old man state, losing faith and hope, becoming discouraged and distressed.
那在这一个环境的重压的下面呢，他就又回到了旧人的状态，失去了那个信心和希望，而且越来越沮丧，越来越痛苦。
But notice what happens next.
但大家注意下面发生了什么。
David doesn't remain in that state of distress.
大卫并没有持续在那个重压的状态之下。
What he then did was,
然后他做的就是
he first realized that it was not right for him as a believer to be in a faithless situation.
他首先意识到作为一个信徒他处于一个没有信心的这个境地是不对的。
So, he reignited his faith, detached from his old man self, and returned to his own self, which is his created man's self.
然后他就重新点燃了他的信仰，把他从这个旧人的自我里面分离出来，回到了他原来的那个自我，就是被造的人的里面。
This act is dividing the created man from the old man.
这个行为就是把受造的人跟旧人分开。
This foreshadows our ununiting from Satan's union.
这预示着我们从与撒旦的联合里面脱离出来。
Then David got reattached to God and encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
然后大卫就重新与神来连接，他依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
This reattaching is realigning his created man with God.
这个重新的连接呢，就让他这个受造的人与神来对齐。
This foreshadows our uniting Christ from our sleeping and resuming the united life with Christ.
这个就预示着我们在滑倒的里面重新与基督联合，而且恢复与他联合的那个生命。
The order, whether initial evaluation or recovery from a fallen state, always follows this path.
那无论是从最初的救赎，或者是从这个堕落的状态恢复这个次序总是这样来遵循下面的这条路。
From the old man to the created man, and from the created man to the new man.
从旧人到受造的人，从受造的人再到新人。
Our created man must first deny his old master and cease to be the old man.
那我们这个受造的人呢，他必须首先否定我们的旧主人，不再是旧人。
Only then can our created man embrace Christ the new master and unite or reunite with him into a new man.
那只有这样，我们这个被造的人才能来拥抱基督，我们新的主人，并且与他联合，成为一个新人。
Every individual must personally go through this experiential process.
所以每一个人都必须亲自的经历这个过程。
First, dividing his created man from the old man's union with Satan.
首先就是让他受造的人与旧人分开，脱离撒旦的联合。
And then uniting or reuniting with Christ into new man's union.
然后与基督来联合，或者说这是一个重新的联合，进入这个新人。
Uniting in case of initial evaluation and reuniting in case of backsliding.
所以在最初的救赎里面这个结合就是从被盗的这个结合里面先脱离。
Each individual's action experientially, progressively, collectively, and ultimately results in the manifestation of the one new man, a corporate expression mentioned in Ephesians 2:15, which is the church, the body of Christ, and even the bride of Christ ready for the marriage, which is God's heart desire and eternal purpose.
所以无论是在经验里面或者是渐进的一个经历里面或者是团体的里面最终这个结果呢就是一个新人彰显了在以弗所书第二章第十五节里面提到了一个新人团体的表达就是教会教会是基督的身体是基督的心腹他是为着这个将来的婚姻要做准备的
This individual united to Christ is what we call a Christian.
那这个与基督的联合就是我们所说的基督徒这是神的心意和永恒的目的
this individual is the one who is described in Galatians 2:20 as to what he is in practice
那这个人呢就是在加勒太书第二章第二十节里面所描述的他在实际里面到底是怎样的一个人
let us read this verse and analyze to understand what he is in practice
那现在我们再来读这个章节，来看一看他怎样在实际里面来实行的。
Galatians 2:20.
加勒太书第二章第二十节。
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。 现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。People
generally understand that not I refers to the old man.
那我们基本上都可以了解，不再是我，这个我指的是旧人。And
that I live by the faith of the Son of God refers to the new man.
而现在我活着是因信神的儿子而活，这个我讲到的是新人。That's
true.
这个是对的。But
there is another aspect of Paul that has been overlooked.
但是在保罗他里面讲到的另外一个方面却被忽视掉了。That
is the created man, which is distinct from both the old man and the new man.
就是这个被造的人，他与旧人、新人都是有区别的。Understanding
this third aspect is essential for fully living a Christian life.
所以了解这个第三个方面的话，会对我们基督徒的生活非常的有帮助。This
verse contains several I's and me's of Paul.
在这个章节里面讲到了有五个我，还有三个我，五个我是主格，三个我是宾格。Five
I's and Three me's in the KJV version.
在那个钦定本里面是有五个我，还有三个我的。Each
of these represents Paul's position either as the old man, the new man, or the created man.
这每一个我都代表了，或者是新人，或者是旧人，或者是被造的人。The
first I.
第一个我.
In the phrase "I am crucified with Christ." This I refers to the old man.
第一个我已经与基督同钉十字架，讲到的是旧人。The
second I.
第二个我.
In the phrase "Nevertheless, I live," this I may refer to the created man and the new man.
那如今我活着，这个活是讲着被造的人还有新人在一起。
The interpretations of all these I's and me's are given in the slides.
在这个主格宾格的我里面，我们所看到在投影里面的，我们所来思想的。We
have no time to go through each one now.
已经没有时间每一个来看了。I
will just run the slides so that you may have them to read later on for the interpretations.
那我会很快的过一遍，那大家以后还可以再回来看。The
third I.
第三个我。
Then the fourth I.
第四个我.
Then The fifth I.
第五个我。
Then the first me.
那第一个宾格里的我。
In the phrase, Christ liveth in me, it may refer to both the created man and the new man.
是基督在我里面活着，这个我可以说是被造的人，也可以说是新人。
Second me.
第二个宾词里的我。
Third me.
第三个受词的我。
Both the second and third me in the phrase who loved me and gave himself for me, they refer to the created man.
那这两个呢，一个是讲他爱我，一个是讲为我舍己，都是讲到这个被造的人。
Please take time to go through the message and the slides at home, as it might be difficult to grasp everything at once.
也许我们一下不能完全明白，但我愿意大家再来听信息，而且再来看这个投影。
Having analyzed Galatians 2:20, let us now answer the question of what a Christian is in practice according to this verse.
就算是分析了加拉太书第二章第二十节，也不能让我们完全的来了解什么是在实际里面这个基督徒的生活。
According to Galatians 2:20, a Christian is someone who lives out a life that expresses not I, but Christ, and yet I by Christ.
基督徒的生活呢，在生命里面彰显，他讲的就是不再是我乃是基督，然而呢，是我借着基督。
In other words, it is not I, but Christ, and yet it is I by my union with Christ.
或者换一句话说，不再是我乃是基督，然而是我借着与基督的联合。
The Christian as an end product is I by Christ.
那最后所产生的就是不再是我乃是基督，是借着基督。
That is I united to, or united by, or united with.
是我借着而且进入这个联合，凭着这个联合。
Like a branch.United to the tree.
就像一个枝子怎样与树联合在一起。
The branch cannot survive on its own, nor can the tree function without the branch.
这个枝子离开树是不能生活的，而树没有枝子也不能来彰显。
Therefore, the answer to our quiz number one, whether the branch lives in the tree or the tree lives in the branch is C, both A and B.
所以对刚才这个测试的答案呢，就是 C, A 和 B 都对，树住在枝子住在树里，树也住在枝子里。
The branch lives in the tree, and the tree in turn lives in the branch.
他们都是住在彼此的里面。
Neither can exist independently.
没有一个可以单独的来存活。
Both exist simultaneously.
他们是同时的存在。
The difference is that branch receives life from the tree, while the tree imparts life to the branch.
那区别在哪里呢？区别就在于枝子是从树得生命，而树呢是把这个生命赋予枝子。
Similarly, Christ lives in man, and man lives in Christ.
那同样呢，人住在基督里，基督也住在人里。
Once again, the difference is that man receives divine life from Christ.While Christ imparts divine life to man.
那再一次的来讲到，区别在于人是从基督接受这个神圣的生命，而基督呢是赋予人这样的生命。
Now, I want to share three steps that show how our current tripartite view makes our Christian living easier, more practical, and complete with the recognition ofThe overlooked created man.
那现在呢，我就跟大家来分享有三个步骤，就是当我们来使用这个而且认识到这个被忽略的被造的人之后而有的三分观这样的三分观，怎样让我们在基督徒的生活里面更加轻易，更加的实际，而且更加的完全。
If we practice these steps, we fulfill.The essence of the whole Bible and truly live the Christian life.
那如果我们来操练这三步的话，那 那整本圣经里面的精髓都可以在基督徒我们的生活里面被彰显出来，被实现。
Step one, recognition.
那第一步就是认识。
Recognize constantly the three selves within us, the old, the created, and the new.
就是让我们认识到在里面有三个我，旧我、新我，还有被造的我。
Step two, consciousness or awareness.
那第二点呢，就是意识到，或者说认识。
Be continuously conscious of the new man's self.
我们要意识到这个新的我。
Step three, engagement.
那第三呢，就是参与。
Engage the new man to continuously sense both the old man and the created man along with their interfering activities and subdue or override or overcome them, preventing interference with the new man as he lives out the new life.
就是让这个新人不断地意识到旧人与被造之人以及他们以及他们所做的搅扰的活动，要征服并且压倒或者克服他们，防止那些干扰新人彰显新生命的活动。
This step includes applying of the blood of Jesus to cleanse the created man's conscience and the cross of Christ to deal with the old man's self.
这个步骤呢，包括不断地以基督的宝血来洁净被造之人的良心，并且以他的十字架来除去旧人的自我。
These three steps accomplish all things that lead to full salvation, such as
那遵循上面这三个步骤呢，可以达成所有引致完全救恩的。
Rendering the old man powerless, in other words, putting him out of operation.
第一个就是比如说让这个旧人无力或者使他停止运转。
Ensuring the created man doesn't act independently,
而且确保被造的人不独立行动。
Ensuring the created man works out his salvation in the new man's union,
确保这个被造的人是在与新人的这个联合里面来做成他的救恩。
The moment we lose consciousness of our new man, the other two men will assert their influence, causing us to fall short of living a sinless life.
当我们一失去内在这个新人的意识的时候，另外的两个人就会维护他们的影响力，导致我们无法过上一个无罪的生活。
But by remaining conscious of our new man that has no capacity to sin, we can live a life of overcoming sin.
但是如果我们能够一直保持对着新人的这个意识的话，他就没有犯罪的能力，他可以战胜这个罪恶的生活。
I remember once the late Herman Cain, a presidential candidate in 2012, who was a minister, being asked this question on the stage.
我记得有一次听到现在已故的这个 Herman Cain 这个人呢，他在台上被公开的问到这个问题。他当时是2012年的总统候选人，也是一个传道人。
What are your thoughts when you see a beautiful woman?
当你看到一个美丽的女人的时候，你会想什么？
His response was, I do enjoy the flowers.
他的回答是，我确实很喜欢那些花朵。
This wasn't quite the answer they were looking for, but the moderator let it pass.
这并不是那些人想要听到的答案，但是主持人呢，还是让他通过了。
How would we respond if someone asks us, what are your thoughts when you see a beautiful woman?
那如果有人问我们，你看到一个美丽的女人的时候，心里怎么想的时候呢？
Or more directly, don't you sin when you look at a beautiful woman?
或者更直接一点，你看到一个美丽的女人的时候，心里有没有犯罪呢？
Let me guide you through how to approach this question.
那让我现在来指导一下怎么回答这个问题。
There's a popular piece of advice for the youth.
对着年轻人有一个很普遍的建议。
Avoid the second look.
不要再去看第二眼。
But what if someone has already cast a lustful gaze in the first look itself?
但是如果有人在看第一眼的时候，里面已经带着那个欲望呢？
That still needs to be avoided.
这个仍然是需要被避免的。
Or if it happens,
或者如果这样发生的话，
it must be
必须
cleansed，
要得洁净。
Here is a bold response.
那你该如何回应呢？啊，现在是有一个大胆的回答。
No, I do not sin when I look at a beautiful woman.
不，当我看到一个美丽的女人的时候，我不会犯罪。
Because,
因为
I look with my new man.
我是以我里面的新人来看她的。
And he has no capacity to lust.Our sin.
这个新人他根本就不会产生情欲或者犯罪。
My dear young sons and daughters,
我亲爱的儿女们，
it is possible not to commit that sin or any other.
不犯这样的罪或者任何其他的罪是可能的。
But with the new man,
但必须要以新人来做。
Just ensure not to slip into the old man.Or the created man.
要注意不要滑入我们的旧人或者那个受造的人里面。
This is a serious sin, and many wonder how to avoid it.
这是一个严重的犯罪，许多人在想怎么去避免它。
If you understand the concept of the created man, the old man, and the new man, the matter becomes very simple.
但如果你理解了被造的人、旧人跟新人的概念的时候，这个事情就变得非常简单了。
You can look at all the beautiful women, but with the new man.
你可以看所有的漂亮的女人，但是你却以新人的眼光来看。
The new man knows how to look because he sees through the eyes of Christ.
新人知道怎么样来看，因为他是通过基督的眼睛。
This is the way you avoid sinning.Whether in the first look or the second.
这就是你避免犯罪的方式，无论你是看第一眼还是看第二眼。
You don't need to turn your face away, close your eyes, or punish all women, asking them to cover their faces as is done in some cultures.
这样的话，你就不需要把脸转开，或者试着把眼睛闭上，甚至在某些文化里那样。他们惩罚所有的女人，要求他们把脸都盖住。
Such actions are typical of the old man, or at best, the created man.
因为所有这样的行为是非常典型的旧人的方式。
Though we may not always live perfectly as the new man while in this mortal body,
虽然在我们这个必死的身体里面，我们不是总以这个新人的生命完美的生活。
As we practice these three steps,
但是当我们来操练这三个步骤的时候，
we are brought closer to the perfecting of living as the new man.
我们就可以接近作为新人的这个完美的生活。
As I conclude, I want to testify that everyone in my family has found that the understanding of the dividing of the old man and the created man.Has made a significant difference in practicing the Christian life.
那我想见证的时候，就是在我家里的每一个人，都发现对于这个旧人和受造的人分开的理解，会帮助我们极大的帮助我们，基督徒生活，如何来实际里面操练。
It truly works.
它确实是有功效的。
Whether you aim to live an overcoming life.
不管你的目标是什么，到底是过一个得胜的生活呢
？Raise or recover your children，
或者是来教养、来抚养，或者来恢复、寻回你的孩子。
Preach, teach or counsel，
不管你是讲道，或者在教导，或者在
pray
给予咨询的时候
，pray or worship，
或者在祷告和敬拜的时候
，or fulfill any other calling。
或者是成就任何其他的呼召的时候。
Therefore, I want to encourage everyone to embrace and internalize this truth.
所以我鼓励大家接受，并且让这个真理在我们里面成为实际。
May the Lord help us to lay hold of this truth and apply it in our lives.
愿主帮助我们来持定这个真理，并且把它应用在我们的生活的里面。
Amen.
Amen.